KSU 105.7, Miranda Lambert and Mama's Broken Heart, 8:12. We've invited in Christy Bettine for a couple of different reasons.
Yes.
First of all, are you watching the royal baby news?
Oh, I cannot wait to hear the name. Will it be Arthur? Will it be James? Will it be Philip?
Pretty sure it's Louis.
I think
Louis.
Duncan. I'm going with Duncan.
With Duncan. Mm-hmm. That sounds very royal.
Like I know. Regal.
Duncan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's too trendy, though. It's got to be old school.
A little, yeah.
Okay, here's my NPR question.
Oh.
Now, Garth, okay. There's a lot of artists out there. Is there an artist that can be country, it can be non-country, where you kind of respect their originality, their innovation, their creativity, and energy on stage? Is there an artist that kind of is like, wow, that's kind of like Garth back in 1989?
Well, I don't know about the Garth back in 89, but the artist right now that just jerks a knot in my tail every time is Gaga. She seems to be, she seems to be really unpredictable where she's going. And then for the opposite reason, for the guy that seems to, everything that he plays, you're going, this reminds me of something, but it's phenomenal. It's new, and it's old school all the time, is Bruno Mars. I mean, time he comes out with something, you're going, oh, that's cool. Is this new? Is this a remake? But whatever it is, it's fresh, and it's cool. So those two guys kind of, those two guys kind of rip my head around when it comes to music, and they're on my bucket list to go see. I've actually seen Gaga, but I haven't got to see Bruno yet.
So you're only naming Super Bowl performers. Congratulations, by the way.
I guess.
Amalgam.
Oh.
Now, did you put that
in your review?
Strictly to boost ACT scores here in Siouxland?
Or just for Tony and I to find and have fun with?
It was how I felt at the time.
An amalgam of sound.
Ah.
Is that not good?
That is good.
I had to look it up. But
we
liked
it a lot.
Maybe it's a teaching moment.
Obviously.
Obviously, yes. And, you know, what's funny is I was starting tweeting out things, and then all of a sudden I noticed that Post Malone was following me.
Oh, no
So
kidding.
He must have been sitting up in his room at the Hard Rock looking down on me going, oh, look, I could find that old guy. The old one is sitting down there. I got to follow this.
Were you the oldest one there?
I had to be. If I wasn't the oldest one there, it was merely because there was a cop somewhere that was
older
up there.
Than you.
Right.
You know, a lot of times when we have artists in town, we try to get interviews and we kind of beg. It was nice that you were a lot more proactive and easier to deal with. And I think that's probably because your dad had some history in the
business. I grew up in a little radio station, so I love radio. I love smelly mic windshields.
Well, we've got them here.
And the fact that I just want to attest to the fact you're both wearing actual clothes, not pajamas.
Correct.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
Hey, that's good.
Right? So you're holding up the standards for the rest of the broadcast.
We are not
industry.
Pretty TV people, but we like to wear clothes.
Oh, my gosh.
Waking you up like no one else. It's the Tony and Candace Morning Show on KSU 105.7.
John Pardee and Dirt on My Boots at about 7:09. Tony and Candace along with you. I'm going to share probably too much information.
Oh, no.
This was Friday morning. I was getting dressed for work in my bedroom. I like to do it in the dark because my wife's still sleeping.
Okay.
You know, because it's early. I get what I call my skinny jeans.
Okay.
And then I put them on, and I couldn't get my right leg past my chubby thigh.
I see.
And I'm like, gosh, dang it! ever since that moment, that was Friday morning, that was like an epiphany for me in the dark.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to put on my skinny jeans, and I have chubby thighs.
Okay.
And so I'm like, that's it? We're going to fix that. So about every day I've been going to Four Seasons. I worked out hard last night. It was on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And then I'm sitting there. It's me and four other sweaty guys in the sauna. And we're all just sweating our butts off. And then faintly through the doors, I can hear this. I feel crazy. Up all night. From 50 Shades Darker.
Taylor.
Taylor Swift.
Right.
I like this song, by the way. Love it. And I'm thinking, yep, this is how I'm spending my Valentine's Day. I'm in a sauna with five sweaty dudes. I think I'm done sweating. I want to leave, but I was top shelf. I couldn't get out, man.
I was top shelf.
It's time to enter the KSU confessional. Okay, bare your soul.
Candace, I have an awkward conversation. I mean this as a compliment. I'm not sure if this will be perceived as a compliment. We have former Mayor Craig Berenstein in studio. We're going to talk about something very important, something you can get your kids involved in that will keep them off drugs. So that's on the way. First, Craig, my comment when I heard that you were coming in, I said, you are my second favorite Sioux City mayor.
Who is your first?
The one that cooks a lot of chicken and gives him lunches free.
He's actually my favorite mayor.
Oh, is he really? Nice. Dave Ferris was my number one, but you're a pretty close second place.
As long as I was close.
Yeah, you were close. Yeah. Now, you have a son and a daughter.
I do.
Did you receive any advice before having kids that was worthwhile, worth a darn?
Many, many years ago, Steve Avery telling me how difficult it was when his kids got older and they left to either go to college or start their jobs. And he talked about how much they just enjoyed being parents and how difficult it was to not have their kids at home. And I've always remembered that. And while we've got a great relationship with our kids and they're in school in Iowa City right now, it was difficult because my wife and I just, we loved being parents.
Oh, that's sweet. That was like a country song right there.